Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good. I had a few basic questions for you. Bear with me while I bring up your file.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I had a few questions for you. First question is this. Is your partner's phone number 404-576-0003?
Hold on. Whose number do you have?
Oh, I couldn't. Is it a 770 area code? Okay.
Yes, 576-0003.
Let me ask you, if we're going to use him, I may want to use Daisy as my partner because her credit is a lot stronger. I don't think he has money, and I don't
his
credit is good.
You're cutting it out again. I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yeah.
Okay, I may want to use Daisy as a partner if I'm going to use a partner because I'm not sure of Saj's credit, but
I
know
Daisy. I don't know who that person
Daisy,
is.
Okay, that is someone that wants to come in and be a silent partner. I'm not sure. I know her credit is a lot stronger, but what are we looking for, a better credit score or what?
I was just asking you some questions. So the second question I have is, this is for a hood and a fryer. Is that accurate? Is there any other equipment you're trying to finance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So regarding before I click send to the underwriter, we require for most programs 100% ownership. This is not a personal lease with option to own. It's a business lease. So if he's an owner, I have to include him. It really just depends on what's your corporate paperwork. You can always include an additional signer who might not have shares but is involved in the business to strengthen the file, but I'll still have to include his information and yours since you're both legal owners of the business.
Well, I'm the legal owner of the business. He just buys shares like what you were saying.
I thought he was a 40% owner. That's what the application says.
He's gonna tell you that I'm 100%, that he wants to invest, that he's investing, but he's not gonna be like that. But you can go ahead and get his signature on it.
I already have a signature. I just need to know what the legal ownership of the. Before I submit this underwriting, it's very important to give you guys. My goal is not to play judge, jury, and executioner. It's to give you the strongest shot of approval. So I need to understand who the legal owners of the business are. The application says that you're 60%, he's 40%. Is that inaccurate so I can update it?
If you update it, it's going to be me at 85%. Well, he's only at 10%. So I'm at 90%. He's at 10.
Okay. All right. And then is there someone else that you want to include that has strong credit? It can always help you get an approval if you want.
Would it help to get an approval or not?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to submit it as is, but if you have someone that you're volunteering, they can always be helpful. I think I'm going to get you. Go ahead.
I do have someone. Do you want her to give you her information real quick over the phone, or do you want to submit it in writing?
Yeah, I can't take anything over the phone, unfortunately, but if she wants to add just her name to the application, social address and signature on it, I can add her to the file, not a problem. What would her name? What would her position be at the company since she's not an owner on paper?
Manager?
She's going to be working at the business. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I can always include a third signer. That's not a huge deal.
Okay. Now I have to pull up the application, and then I have to get her to sign it real quick and send it right back to you, scan it back to
you.
Yeah,
I was actually just about to click submit, so I'm glad you gave that information to me because I can always add someone to the file. It can always be helpful.
Okay, and what are the, are we looking at any options for turnaround time and knowing anything? It would be today or something?
It would be today. I was going to just submit your file, Karen, right now until you volunteer that information. So if you want to add an additional signer, either way, yeah, I can give you an answer today. It should be in a couple hours, no big deal. I just didn't know about this third person.
Okay, so I need to go... I need to go and have her sign the application real quick and send it over to you.
Yeah, and you're saying she has really strong personal credit?
Yeah, her credit is strong.
Okay, absolutely. And I know we had originally talked about more money, but right now it's just the hood and the fire that you're trying to accomplish for that 12 grand. Is that
yeah,
accurate?
Yeah, whatever's on that ticket is that sent you the invoice for like 11,000.
Okay.
Just that. That's all I really want to do. So we're good.
Okay.
And if they can approve more, it's fine, but if not, leave it at that, and let's just go with those two because I have to get them in. I have to get started on it right away. So can you email me the application again so I don't have to go back in and look for it on the server real quick, and I can maybe forward it to her and have her to print it out and sign it and send it back.
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, I'm going to, you send in it now, so I'll go ahead and have it complete.
I just sent it to you. It just left my outbox.
Okay, so you should have it back in the next hour.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.